Hello and welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. I'm Jim Wilkie, and on today's program we're going to be hearing the second part of our concert recordings of Duke Ellington's Such Sweet Thunder, featuring the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, conducted by Michael Brockman in the music, and the words by Shakespeare, read by members of the Seattle Shakespeare Company. However, to begin this concert, we're going to be listening to an earlier piece by Duke Ellington dating from 1940. It was one of a series of pieces Ellington wrote around that time to showcase various soloists from the orchestra, and they are, in effect, miniature concertos. This one is called Concerto for Cootie. It was written to showcase the Ellington trumpet star Cootie Williams. It later was reworked and became known with lyrics as Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me. This is the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra in concert, conducted by Michael Brockman in Concerto for Cootie, featuring Thomas Marriott on trumpet.
Tom Marriott on the trumpet. Tom Marriott.
Concerto for Cootie, written for Cootie Williams in 1940 by Duke Ellington. Tom Marriott on trumpet with the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, conducted by Michael Brockman. Beginning this all Ellington concert here today, this is the second of two shows featuring the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra playing music from Duke Ellington's Such Sweet Thunder. It's a suite of musical portraits of some of Shakespeare's most memorable characters. The suite was co-composed by Duke Ellington and Billy Strayhorn in 1957, recorded by the Ellington Orchestra the same year. These performances are unique to our area in that they combine Shakespeare's words with Ellington's music. This combination was first introduced by the SRJO and actors from the Seattle Shakespeare Company in 2014, and they joined again for this presentation last month. We recorded two concerts, one at the Kirkland Performance Center and one at the Edmonds Center for the Arts, and these are some of the best performances from the two concerts. Co-artistic directors of the SRJO are Clarence Acox and Michael Brockman. Michael Brockman is conductor of this performance and makes a couple of appearances as an actor as well. We'll continue here with the beautiful balcony scene, one of the most well-known scenes in all of Shakespeare, in all of theater, as a matter of fact. The actors are Hannah Lass as Juliet and Dara Keenan as Romeo.
The balcony scene of two star-crossed lovers.
But soft, what light through yonder window breaks? It is the east, and Juliet is the sun. Arise, fair sun, and kill the envious moon, who is already sick and pale with grief, that thou, her maid, art far more fair than she. Be not her maid, since she is envious. Her vestal livery is but sick and green, and none but fools do wear it. Cast it off. It is my lady. Oh, it is my love. Oh, that she knew she were. She speaks, and yet she says nothing. What of that? Her eye discourses. I will answer it. I'm too bold. 'Tis not to me she speaks. Two of the fairest stars in all the heaven, having some business, do entreat her eyes to twinkle in their spheres till they return. What if her eyes were there? They in her head. The brightness of her cheek would shame those stars, as daylight doth a lamp. Her eyes in heaven would through the airy region stream so bright that birds would sing and think it were not night. See how she leans her cheek upon her hand? Oh, that I were a glove upon that hand, that I might touch that cheek.
I me.
She speaks. Oh, speak again, bright angel.
Oh, Romeo, Romeo. Wherefore art thou Romeo? Deny thy father and refuse thy name. Or if thou wilt not, be but sworn my love, and I'll no longer be a Capulet.
Shall I hear more, or shall I speak at this?
'Tis but thy name that is my enemy. Thou art thyself, though not a Montague. What's Montague? It is nor hand, nor foot, nor arm, nor face, nor any other part belonging to a man. Oh, be some other name. What's in a name? That which we call a rose, by any other name would smell as sweet. So Romeo would, were he not Romeo called, retain that dear perfection which he owes, without that title. Romeo, doff thy name, and for that name, which is no part of thee, take all myself.
I take thee thy word. Call me but love, and I'll be new baptized.
Now we'd like to feature our lead alto saxophonist, Alex Dugdale, playing Star-Crossed Lovers. Alex Dugdale. And now a speech that needs almost no introduction, and it will lead us into Ellington's madness in Great Ones.
To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against a sea of troubles and by opposing end them, to die, to sleep no more, and by a sleep to say we end the heartache and the thousand natural shocks that flesh is heir to. 'Tis a consummation devoutly to be wished, to die, to sleep, perchance to dream. Aye, there's the rub. For in that sleep of death, what dreams will come when we have shuffled off this mortal coil must give us pause. There's the respect that makes calamity of so long life. For who would bear the whips and scorns of time? The oppressor's wrong, the proud man's contumely, the pangs of despised love, the law's delay, the insolence of office, and the spurns that patient merit of the unworthy takes when he himself might his quietus make with a bare bodkin. Who would fardels bear to grunt and sweat under a weary life but that the dread of something after death? The undiscovered country, from whose bourne no traveler returns, puzzles the will and makes us rather bear those ills we have than fly to others that we know not of. Thus conscience does make cowards of us all, and thus the native hue of resolution is sicklied o'er with the pale cast of thought. And enterprises of great pitch and moment with this regard, their currents turn awry and lose the name of action.
This next piece will feature near the end our lead trumpet player, Andy Omdahl. And this madness in the Great Ones is intended to sound a little crazy. Thank you. Andy Omdahl.
Andy Omdahl playing the trumpet there in Madness and Great Ones from Duke Ellington's Such Sweet Thunder, as performed by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, conducted by Michael Brockman, with guest artists from the Seattle Shakespeare Company, Dara Keenan and Hannah Loss. It's coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KNKX, connecting you with live music. Back again to this concert performance of Such Sweet Thunder by Duke Ellington, here's Michael Brockman.
And now to the ultimate battle of the sexes from The Taming of the Shrew.
Good morrow, Kate, for that's your name, I hear.
Well, have you heard, but something hard of hearing? They call me Catherine, that do talk of me.
You lie, in faith, for you are called plain Kate, and Bonnie Kate, and sometimes Kate the Cursed. But Kate, the prettiest Kate in Christendom, Kate of Kate Hall, my super dainty Kate, for dainties are all Kates, and therefore, Kate, take this of me, Kate of my consolation. Hearing thy mildness praised in every town, thy virtues spoke of, and thy beauty sounded, yet not so deeply as to thee belongs, myself am moved to woo thee for my wife.
Moved in good time. Let him that moved you hither remove you hence. I knew you at the first. You are immovable.
Why, what's immovable?
A joined stool.
Thou hast hit it. Come, sit on me.
Asses are made to bear, and so are you.
Women are made to bear, and so are you.
No such jade as you, if me you mean.
Alas, good Kate, I will not burden thee, for knowing thee to be but young and light.
Too light for such a swain as you to catch, and yet as heavy as I, my weight should be.
Should be, should buzz.
Well, tain't unlike a buzzard.
Come, come, you wasp, in faith, you are too angry.
If I be waspish, best beware my sting.
My remedy is then to pluck it out.
Aye, if the fool could find it where it lies.
Who knows not where a wasp does wear his sting, in his tail.
In his tongue.
Whose tongue?
Yours, if you talk of tails, and so farewell.
What, with my tongue in your tail? Nay, come again, good Kate, I am a gentleman.
Where did you study all this goodly speech?
It is extempore from my mother wit.
A witty mother, witless else her son.
Now to play sonnet for Sister Kate, here is Dan Marcus.
Thank you.
Dan Marcus. Dan Marcus. Please join me again in thanking our special guests from Seattle Shakespeare, Hannah Lass and Dara Kennan. We have paired tonight's final number with two similar pieces, one from Shakespeare, one from Ellington. Both of them have phrases that are grouped in fours, so you'll hear four phrases, again four phrases, and then they're capped off with a pair of phrases in answer. And so here is Ellington's Circle of Fourths, but before we get to that, here is the sonnet number 18 by Shakespeare.
Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate. Rough winds do shake the darling buds of May, and summer's lease hath all too short a date.
Sometime too hot the eye of heaven shines, and often is his gold complexion dimmed, and every fair from fair sometime declines, by chance or nature's changing course untrimmed.
But thy eternal summer shall not fade, nor lose possession of that fair thou owest, nor shall death brag thou wanderest in his shade, when in eternal lines thou growest.
So long as men can breathe or eyes can see, so long lives this, and this gives life to thee.
Now to close out the evening, we'd like to feature Mark Taylor on tenor saxophone, Travis Ranney on saxophone, on Ellington's Circle of Fourths. Thank you. Mark Taylor on tenor saxophone, Travis Rennie on tenor saxophone, and the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra. And once again from Seattle Shakespeare, Hannah Lass and Dara Kennan.
You've been listening to music from Duke Ellington's Such Sweet Thunder, with words by William Shakespeare. We ended with Circle of Fourths with Mark Taylor and Travis Rennie featured. It's coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KNKX. There is an encore coming up.
You have something more for us?
I think the band has something more, if you do.
Yeah, I think we could have something from the very end of A Midsummer Night's Dream. Puck's Farewell.
If we shadows have offended, think but this and all is mended, that you have but slumbered here while these visions did appear.
And this weak and idle theme, no more yielding but a dream. Gentles, do not reprehend. If you pardon, we will mend.
And as I am an honest Puck, if we have unearned luck now to scape the serpent's tongue, we will make amends ere long.
Else the Puck a liar call. So, good night unto you all. Give me your hands if we be friends. And the orchestra shall make amends. Hannah and Dara.
We'll close out with an encore. This is music of 1936 by the great composer Mary Lou Williams. We've never done any of her music before. We were just discovering what a wonderful composer she was. She was a band leader, and her music was played by lots of different groups back in the 30s and beyond. You know, in the coming months, we will really be celebrating women in our jazz culture. We spoke earlier about Dee Daniels, who will be our vocalist here in June, but in the fall, we will have the marvelous band leader and composer Maria Schneider here with us on stage. You will not want to miss that. She is something else. And we'll also play works by Mary Lou Williams throughout the next year. And we've also learned that our new alto saxophonist, Sidney Hauser, is going to play all year with us. So we thank you once again for joining us. Let's hear again for Hannah Lass and Dara and Kennan. Seattle Shakespeare. Oh, here's an encore. Here is Mary Lou Williams, Walkin' and Swingin'. Thank you.
Travis Randy Halberstadt. Devon Lewis on the drums. The Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra. Hannah and Dara. Seattle Shakespeare.
Concluding this concert of the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, we've just heard the orchestra playing Walkin' and Swingin'. Sidney Houser and Randy Halberstadt as soloists in there. And concluding this concert, which was drawn actually from two performances at the Edmonds Center for the Arts and also at the Kirkland Performance Center. Thanks to the musicians of the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra for allowing us to record and broadcast their concert at this time. Thanks also especially to members of the Seattle Shakespeare Company, Dara Kinnan and Hannah Lass. Thanks also to George Mount and Michael Brockman for conceiving this combination of Shakespeare's words and Duke Ellington's music. The Ellington Shakespeare Suite was co-composed by Duke Ellington and Billy Strayhorn. We'd also like to say thanks to the tech staff at both theaters, to Howard Mostrom and AJ at the Kirkland Performance Center and Andrew at the Edmonds Center for the Arts, as well as our intern, Sam Martinez, who assisted us with recording. 88.5 KNKX connects you with live jazz around the sound, and there's certainly lots of it going on. The Jazz Police are playing this afternoon at Tula's at 4 o'clock. Ruel Lubog has a brand new CD and a CD release party tonight at Tula's. Kurt Elling is in his final night of his current run at the Triple Door tonight. Jose James will be at Jazz Alley Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. The Steve Bentley Group will be at Rhythm and Rye in Olympia on Monday night. Lineup with Don Clement and Mark Taylor will be playing at Tula's on Tuesday. Brian Lynch will be playing for WJMAC at the Sylvia Center in Bellingham on Tuesday night. Hans Teuber with his group at Vito's on Wednesday. Axiom Quartet plays the same night at Tula's. Thursday, Susan Pascal Quintet with Pete Chrisley plays for the Eastside Jazz Club at Resonance at Soma Towers. Madeline Peru opens at Jazz Alley. She'll be there Thursday through Sunday. Mark Lewis and Overton Berry will be at the Fremont Tavern Thursday night. Friday, Tariq Abouzid and Joe Doria and Dan Balmer get together at Tula's. Jacqueline Tabor will be at Hotel Sorrento. Saturday, Tom Collier Quartet with Mark Seals will be at Tula's. It's also Ballard Jazz Festival week. Ballard Jazz Festival begins Wednesday with a celebration of the drums. Several different groups led by drummers will be playing at Connor Burns. Thursday, also at Connor Burns, the Guitar Summit with several groups led by guitarists playing. The main stage event on Friday night this year at the Nordic Museum on Market Street. It'll feature Clarence Penn and Penn Street and Oscar Stenmark Quartet. The new Nordic Museum has just opened on Market Street. Saturday, the Jazz Picnic in the late afternoon at the Peddler Brewing Company and the Great Jazz Walk with 18 different groups playing in various locations on Saturday night in Old Ballard. Check it out at ballardjazzfestival.com. Next, we have a tune from the new CD by Ruel Lubog Trio. It's titled Premiere, and it's being celebrated tonight with a release party at Tula's. Ruel Lubog's at the piano with Ben Feldman on bass and Ed Littlefield on drums, and an old standard called Deed I Do. ¶¶
Thank you.
Nathan Breedlove featured on trumpet with the new trio, Phil Sparks on bass and Brian Kirk on drums. The tune was one written by Curtis Lundy called Orange Blossom, and that's from the new trio album, Captain of the Light Brigade. That's one of the groups that's going to be performing on Wednesday night at the Ballard Jazz Festival Celebration of the Drum, which will be at Connor Byrne in Ballard. Before the Nathan Breedlove group, we were listening to the Ruel Lubag trio from the brand new CD titled Premiere, and Ruel Lubag at the piano with Ben Feldman on bass and Ed Littlefield on drums played their arrangement of Deed I Do. The group is celebrating the new CD release tonight at Tula's. Reminder again that the Ballard Jazz Festival gets underway Wednesday with the Celebration of the Drum with groups led by Greg Keplinger, Brian Kirk, Xavier Locoutier, and Stefan Schatz, and then the Guitar Summit, which takes place on Thursday, featuring groups with Milo Peterson, John Stoll, and Andy Coe on guitars, that also at Connor Byrne. The big concert on Friday night will feature Clarence Penn and Penn Street and the Oscar Stenmark Quartet, and Saturday the Jazz Picnic, followed by the Jazz Walk in the evening. Lots of activity in Old Ballard going on this weekend. If you joined us late and missed the Ellington concert, check out the website at jazznw.org, and you can stream it there. And for more information on the program and previous programs, stream at jazznw.org. Next week at this time, we will have highlights from the Art of Jazz concert by Hans Teuber and Jeff Johnson, recorded this past Thursday at the Seattle Art Museum. Also coming up on the jazz schedule is the third annual Cuth Buzzard Books Community Jazz Festival, May 25th through the 28th at Cuth Buzzard Books on Greenwood Avenue in Seattle. The UW Imp Festival is at the end of May, the 30th and 31st at Meany Studio Theater. And the Bellevue Jazz Festival is coming up May 30th through June 3rd, highlighting a performance by the great organist Dr. Lonnie Smith. That's our show for today. Stay tuned for The Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley coming up next. You're listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM.